I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, May 15th. There are 1,066 confirmed coronavirus cases in Quincy. There have been 98 deaths, and 526 people have recovered from the virus. 34 new firefighters are joining the Quincy Department, one of the largest graduating class of recruits in recent history. The new firefighter EMTs recently completed 11 weeks of training at the former St. Mary's School and Rectory in West Quincy and other training facilities. They were funded in part by a federal grant and the city budget. The new recruits will bring the total number of firefighters and officers on the Quincy Department to 236, the highest it's been since Proposition 2.5 budget cuts 40 years ago. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he'll present a budget to the City Council Monday night that will call for no tax increases but no spending cuts. Koch will unveil his 2021 fiscal year spending plan remotely, as the City Council is not yet meeting in person due to the pandemic. The presentation comes about 2 weeks later than usual, as Koch said that he needed more time to include the revenue shortfalls caused by the current crisis. The new fiscal year begins on July 1st. Quincy Councilor-at-Large Nina Liang will introduce a proposal that would require all trash left out curbside be in watertight sealed barrels. Liang's ordinance would ban people from placing plastic trash bags out to the curb in an effort to deter rats. Bags could be used as liners for a barrel only. The measure also requires dumpster owners to provide a rodent control plan and to include bait stations at the dumpster locations. Violations would carry a $50 fine. The class of 2020 in Quincy will officially graduate on June 10th. However, graduation ceremonies won't be held until later this year. School officials say Superintendent Rick DeCristofaro will issue a ruling at the June 10th school committee meeting declaring that seniors at Quincy and North Quincy High Schools who have completed all requirements will officially graduate. Traditional ceremonies set for June 8th and June 9th will not take place. However, officials say they believe they can have in-person graduation ceremonies at Veterans Memorial Stadium with proper social distancing later this year. A video tribute to the class of 2020 will be released the week of June 8th. Former longtime Quincy radio personality Wynn Bettinson has died from COVID-19. Bettinson died Wednesday at the Nemasket Healthcare Center in Middleborough. He was 100 years old. Bettinson worked at the former WJDA radio in Quincy from 1952 to 1990 and was host of the popular Party Line call-in program. He was a Braintree resident for nearly 60 years and a longtime member of the Quincy Kiwanis Club and active in the Bethany Congregational Church. He is survived by his son, Dana, Bettinson's wife and daughter, predeceased him. Quincy Access Television is partnering up with the Thomas Crane Library, Quincy 400, and the city to participate in the Quincy COVID Memories Project. We're asking that you contribute your stories of life during this pandemic to be archived for future generations. Send in your videos, audio clips, stories, art, poems, or other experiences during the coronavirus crisis to QuincyCulturalMemory.com, or you can mail your submissions to the Thomas Crane Library, attention Local History, 40 Washington Street, Quincy, 02169. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, May 15th.